Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and my guest today is Justin Menard, the Executive Director for Computers for School Manitoba. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
So Justin, why don't you tell us what Computers for School is?
Computers for Schools is a nonprofit. We're part of a national nonprofit, so there is a Computers for Schools right across Canada in every province and territory. And the organization is built on three guiding pillars, so the first of which would be youth training. So we employ youth between the ages of 15 and 30 to give them hands-on experience in the IT sector, and that's to help them bridge the gap between education and employment. The second pillar of our organization is free and low-cost distribution of equipment to make sure that everybody has a device who may otherwise not have the ability to get one. And then the last pillar to our organization is environmental responsibility, making sure that any type of material that we bring in, that we properly send it out and recycle it within Canada.
Now, recently, Computers for School partnered with Tech Manitoba to give away computers when the pandemic first hit in March 2020. Could you tell us a bit more about that and how that was received overall?
Yeah, so that was an amazing partnership that came through because of the pandemic. Historically, we've had challenges with serving northern Manitoba just because of the geographical distance. And we only distribute equipment. We don't really train people on it. We just don't have the capacity to do that. So when Tech Manitoba had reached out to us early on in the pandemic, it was just a natural fit for us to work together. We supplied the equipment. They had the ability to get it into the northern regions. And then they also had the ability to train people to make sure that the equipment wasn't just a paperweight on their desk.
Now, Justin, I understand that the organization is currently set up here in Thompson in the industrial area. So could you tell us a bit more about that?
So we're not quite set up yet. We're actually just building the establishment right now, getting everything in place, and we hope that we will be launched by mid-September. But we're going to be located at 160 Hayes Road right in Thompson, and we're essentially just replicating what we do in the southern region up here in the north to make sure that our entire province is getting the help that they need.
And how long has this been in the works for?
It's about a year now that we've been trying to get this going. We've been working with a couple organizations that are up here in Thompson as well. So we've been working very, very closely with the Northern Manitoba Sector Council, as well as the Community Economic Development Fund. Without those two organizations, this initiative would not be coming to light. So it's great to be working with them, and I hope to continue to work with them far into the future.
And what does it mean now to have this base set up here in Thompson and in Northern Manitoba in general?
So what it means is that people who don't have the ability to buy technology for themselves, it means that they're going to be able to receive it locally opposed to having it shipped in from the south, which we know can be quite costly. And there's also going to be the training program. So youth in the north will also get the experience that they were lacking. And we're also an e-waste facility, so we'll be taking in any type of electronic as long as it doesn't have any hazardous materials in it. So please don't bring me your air conditioners or your fridges, but we'll take any other kind. And regardless of its condition, we're going to either reuse it or we're going to recycle it, making sure that it doesn't end up in the landfill leaching harmful chemicals into the groundwater and all those kind of things.
And how long will this location be around for?
So we're piloting for 2 years, so up until March of 2023. But my hope is that we will not be leaving the North. We want to stay here.
Now, how can people get more information on what Computers for School has going on and when the Northern Manitoba office will be open?
So for more information on our program, you can just visit us online, so computersforschools.ca, and that will bring you to our site. As for when we actually launch, we'll be doing press announcements, hopefully reaching out to you again, and we'll just be making it known within the community when our date for opening is.
Depending on how it works out, would you consider opening offices in other urban centers in the north, such as Flin Flon or the Pas?
Absolutely. There's not a lot that I could say right at this moment, but there are things in the work for the Pas. But, you know, as long as it's working in regions within the north, I think it's very important that we go into other regions because, as we know, the different cities in the north are quite far from each other.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks again, Justin, for joining us on Thompson today to tell us about this great news.
Thank you for having me.
That was Justin Menard with Computers for School Manitoba. For this edition of Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.